Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
That's an app.
Now. Sports Talk.
While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Yeah. In the Ferrari or Jaguar, switching four lanes from top down, screaming out money ain't a thing.
Bubble hard in the double law, flashing the rings with the window crack, holla back, money ain't a thing.
Jigga, I don't like it if it don't gleam, gleam in the hell with the price, but the money ain't a thing.
Put it down hard for my dogs that's locked in the bang. When you hit the brakes, new whips, money ain't a thing.
Come on. Yeah, I wanna floss with us. Come on, all across the board, we burn it up. Drop a little paper, baby, toss it up. Slacking on your pimping, turn it up. See the money ain't a thing.
Flex the road, sign a check for your Jigga style is love, X and O. Save all your accolades, just the dough. My game is
fourth and final hour here on Zolak and Bertrand. We've got RJ Bell from pregame.com and also Fox Sports Radio joining us from Vegas right now. Hey, RJ, what's up?
Yeah, straight out of Vegas, baby. Now, that's a good name for a show.
What's
straight
up, Meathead?
Out of Vegas. How you doing?
What do you got this week?
Meathead.
Yeah, what do you got this week?
What the
heck? What do you got for us?
I don't think you realize if you start coming at me, the destruction that will be wrought.
I think Zoe uses that as a term of endearment.
Hey, RJ, it's 7 weeks we've been through this thing, and I have yet to take the Patriots. I'm taking them this week against Cleveland.
Ooh, what's the rationale?
I just think that
means he doesn't like it.
Coaching.
Ask for that.
The head coach, Freddie Kitchens, Kittens, whatever you want to call him, at the beginning of the week said you're not playing a normal team. The game's already over. I mean, he already alerted the team. This is no other week you prepare.
Oh, okay.
The guarantee that Landry said they're going to win the game, you know, all that stuff. We're playing at home.
We got it at 12 we're at home today. Is that 12?
So what you're saying is it's not, because what I thought.
Turnovers by Mayfield really is my thing.
What I thought you were heading towards was the idea that Kitchens is a below average coach.
Yes.
And Belichick's the one to exploit him, right?
Yes.
Better than anyone. I think there's some truth there. I also think, and I know I'm conjecturing here, but I also think that potentially it's a situation that Belichick is an old school guy, right? If you watch any of the stuff where he did something with CNBC a while back, and he did a long interview at Annapolis, and obviously his dad and the service academies. It just feels like Baker Mayfield's the other side of that. And to humble him, I think, would be something Belichick would be extra motivated to do.
Well, I like that angle. So do you think I'm square? Or
no, sure? No. Listen, here's what we know. We talked about it last week. Is Belichick and the Patriots win at such an inordinate rate against the spread. Typically, if a team is popular, if a team wins a title, multiple titles, it's like the Yankees, right?
Yeah.
They are expensive pretty much every game. The Pats have been expensive based on the assumptions of the marketplace. It's just they don't understand what Belichick's doing, and that's the Patriots continue to win. I actually did, against the spread, I did some research today. Check this out. Now, just lean back for a minute, guys. I know it's hour four. The Patriots are favored in the first eight games of the season by 105 points. All right? That's number one in the history of the NFL. Number two is 87 points after eight games. So 105 versus 87. Oh, by the way, the 2007 Patriots were the 87.
Oh.
So this, at least based upon relative difference with the competition, the best Patriots team. Now, obviously, it's been some weak competition. Now, next stat, there's three of them. Browns, let's call it 12.5. I think that's a fair number right now. That literally is bringing down the average spread. The average spread for the Pats have been 13.2. Imagine laying 12.5 and it brings down the average. Oh, by the way, this is the 11th time the Patriots have entered a game in which their season average up to that point had been 12.5.
Wow.
And I'm saying that's actually third game and on, because we wouldn't want it just to be one game. The Patriots have done that 11 times. The rest of the NFL, in the history of the NFL, zero times. It's never happened. And then finally, this is probably the most shocking. In any given NFL season, you can have a point spread differential, whereas if you add up the favorites, subtract out the dogs, so let's call it the net point spread, is over 100 points in a season, right? In the last 5 years, here's the teams that's done that, where they were 100 or higher during the season with their net point spread. The 2015 Patriots, 16 Patriots, 17 Patriots, 18 Patriots, the 18 Rams, and already the 19 Patriots. So literally there's been six instances of this in the last 5 years, and the Patriots are five of the instances. I mean, this is just, as much as Belichick was always winning, you know, here in New England, you know, not Cleveland, but New England, right, he's won more in the last 5 years by pretty much every metric than he ever has.
Plus, Cleveland's 2-4 against the spread this year. Like, they don't cover often. You know?
Yeah, I agree.
So what am I? Am I square or what?
No, I like it. If I had to play that game, I would certainly play the Pats. I'm pretty much in a Belichick or pass mode at this point.
Sure. All right, if you had to play the Dolphins getting 14 at the Steelers this week, what would you do?
I'd shop around and get 14.5 and be very happy at 14. 14.5, I really like Miami. Because here's what we know about Tomlin as a Steelers fan, and I want to give him some credit. I think the energy, the enthusiasm, the winning we've seen out of Pittsburgh with a third-string quarterback one of the games, I feel good about that. But now they're in the role where they struggled throughout the whole Tomlin era, which is you're supposed to win. 14-point favorite, 14.5, whatever it is. And to me, when they're supposed to win, that's bad for Pittsburgh. Another thing, if you're off a bye like Pittsburgh is, it's so much better to be on the road. A road team off the bye covers 54% of the time. A home team off a bye is 50-50. There is literally no extra value with a bye. Now, the market probably moves a little bit, so there's some value. It's just not enough to make any money. But if all you did was play road teams off a bye, you'd be at 54%. So Pittsburgh's off the bye, but they're home, and they're in a bad spot. I actually like the Dolphins a good bit. Now, this is going to sound funny, and I'll say it quick. If somehow, some way, the Bengals win, I like the Dolphins so much more, because I do think in the back of their mind there is this first pick, and if they get the team they're most scared of right now with a loss, yeah, I think it loosens them up a little bit for Monday night.
All right. Nice.
How do you feel about the Saints this weekend?
Boy,
big spread.
I don't know. Did you guys hear the interview where the interviewee or interviewer said to Breeze, he said, well, you know, what will be the decision-making process for you playing? Did you hear that clip?
I did not.
I didn't.
It's pretty much around, boy, Breeze was so curt. He was so snappy. He said, well, what would happen is I'm going to tell Coach if I'm ready.
I know what it is. I did see this. He said, I'll tell Sean.
Yes.
And then he'll believe me, that
exactly,
one?
Exactly.
Yeah,
yes.
It was weird. It didn't, I was like, oh, that's a little
now,
strange.
Now, did you hear it or did you read it?
I read it. I didn't hear it, though.
Grab it up, because I'm telling you, he was mad times five. So to me, Breeze. All so right. To me, I think what's happening here is, hey, Bridgewater's 5-0 against the spread, 5-0 straight up. And Breeze wants to put him aside, wants to get him traded, whatever it ends up being. And I get it, right? I mean, Brady never wanted Jimmy G to take a snap, right?
That's right.
So, but I think that's a bad thing for the Saints here. When you win 5 in a row and a guy's coming back early off a hand injury who could use some rest regardless, his arm got mighty tired last year, and he's more about himself, I can't imagine that's a good thing. I kind of hope Breeze plays. The line will go up like 3 points, 2.5 points, and then I'll play the Cardinals.
Okay. What do you like this weekend? Anything stand out to you?
You know, my favorite pick is Kansas City +3.5.
Really?
And here's why. I get it. Hey, that's the point, right? When it's hard to bat a team, that's when you want to bet them because they're cheap. It's like buying the house that has the open sewage dump right next to it.
With a baby flipping quarters outside with
drunk
duct tape on its shoes.
Drunk baby.
The fanny pack hanging off its full diaper.
Exactly. I came up with a new guy, Barney at the Bar.
Yeah.
Right? Because the difference between Freddy fanny pack, Freddy's all carefree. He like bets maybe 10 minutes a week. But Barney at the Bar bets all the time, and he still loses. So, yeah.
So he's buying a house next to the toxic waste dump.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, but here's the theory. If you think the dump is going to get moved, it's a good buy, right? So, to me, I think that Kansas City's been discounted too much because what did they do? They moved Mahomes. They moved the line about 8 points. That's the most of any player in the NFL right now. He is, Mahomes, the most valuable player in the NFL. That's appropriate. So you might say, RJ, why do you like it then? Because they had moved the line about 2.5 points because he was banged up. So now you look at the net, it's like 10 plus points they've moved it. So I like that for Kansas City. I like Andy Reid. If there's any time to have Matt Moore have to make a start, it's going to be off a quasi bye or half a bye because it was a Thursday game. You know how good Andy Reid is off of a true bye. And finally, Green Bay, even in their heyday with Rodgers, is a 500 team on the road. So do we believe Kansas City is a significantly below average team right now? If you do, then you wouldn't like my bet. But if you think they're even close to average, Green Bay's average on the road. That's what history tells us, and we're getting 3.5.
All right, RJ. Great stuff as always. Appreciate your time.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank
Thanks,
you.
RJ.
Right,
thanks,
RJ. RJ Bell with us from pregame.com, also on Twitter, at RJ in Vegas. We'll hear from Tom Brady coming up shortly in Foxborough. You don't want to miss it. Tom Brady's going to talk later this hour. 617-779-0985, the phone number here on Zolak and Bertrand.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Boston's home for sports. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
We'll speak at 1:30 in Foxborough. We'll have that live for you. 617-779-0985. Fake promos at 1:50 today. Here on Zolak and Bertrand. Bradley is in Pittsfield. It's our second call from Pittsfield today. We're doing big things out there in Pittsfield, Zo.
Yeah.
Bradley.
Hey, guys. Hey, thanks for the call. Love your show. So, I think Brady is wants to get to the 7th Super Bowl, win 7 Super Bowls, assess the fields, and then he is not going to go to another team. I think he's going to retire a Patriot. I can't believe that he would think about going to another team. What? He doesn't need the money. I mean, it's ridiculous. So anyway,
need is one thing, desire is another. You know,
let's stay here and take half the paycheck. Then
to say,
if you're going to take that approach,
to say that, why would he even think about it? I mean, thinking about it takes nothing. To say that you find it hard to believe that he would actually go through with it is okay. That I can understand what you're saying. But to say it, why would he even think about it? Well, because what, that doesn't take anything to think about it. Just to sit there and think about it or explore it? Where's the harm in that?
Yeah. You're the best to ever play. Why wouldn't you want to get paid accordingly? And if you're going to invest that much time and it's going to take that much of your energy, you want to be compensated. And it's not fair to the NFLPA or the league or your union or the other grouping of quarterbacks if you take a massive amount less.
So he's been doing it wrong all these years?
Yes. Yeah, pretty much.
And I think this is why he bargained, and it's time. Yeah, it's time to collect.
If money is what is important to you, if compensation is now all of a sudden very valuable to you. Well, I would say you did it all wrong. Yeah. I'd say maybe in hindsight, you should have done it differently, Tom. And you could say, oh, well, you know, he's done it for the betterment of the team, which I know a lot of people like to talk about, that his money helped the team be better. I mean, other quarterbacks have been paid appropriately and still had their teams win.
Like, again, you've gone with Kenny Britt, Jordan Matthews, these guys, these tight ends that they've assembled for him since the big guy left, and he get in the huddle there, and you're like, what am I doing? You know, your convictions, right? You got to ask, what am I doing this for? Why is Olszewski in the huddle here? Why is it Jacoby Myers? You know? Okay, he went out and tried to get AB. Yeah, they didn't know Gordon was getting reinstated. I didn't think he was going to, did you? So let's keep Gordon out of it, right? Look at everything prior leading to Gordon. The only thing it really does is go out and get AB, right? I mean, they got Dorsett back. Try to get a couple slot guys. They didn't sign back. He's got Edelman. That's it. That's it. So you made a move, went out and got Sanu. Hey, tight ends look a little better last week, but we'll see. Everybody keeps telling me they haven't played anybody. Well, we'll see what happens when they play someone.
John's in Averill. Hey, John.
And they got Dorsett back.
John. Okay. Eddie in the car. Eddie.
So you made a move when I got to
know. Oh, my God.
Okay. See you later, Eddie. Tim and Quincy. Hi, Tim.
Hey, guys. Something about the game this weekend. The Patriots are a mortal lock at 13 points. I don't know what the other guy's talking about. If you get them for 13 points, absolutely mortal. Mortal walk. Although I thought that, Joe, when you cost me about 500 when you beat San Francisco, was that like the highlight of your career?
Yeah, it was.
When you killed me and my
I just sat there and listened to Ted Sarandis, do afternoon host. But I said, they're never going to win with this guy. And that pissed me off. It did.
Yeah, but Joe,
is that the guy that upset the caller earlier that said he was a jerk? You know that guy from earlier today?
This guy.
We had a caller earlier that was very upset with someone on the radio from a number of years ago.
I don't know.
That had said you were not a good quarterback.
Somebody called it. It was Ted Sarandis.
Yeah, okay.
Probably Ted Sarandis.
Probably Ted.
Daniel Paia.
All right, Tim. Yeah. Thanks. Best bet of the weekend. Patriots minus 13. Calling it a mortal lock.
I've heard that before.
Tom Brady will have his press conference at Foxborough coming up next.
Lock.
Stay tuned
Double
for that.
Lock of the week.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
All right. Zolak and Bertrand.
That's a 3-inch difference between those two guys.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everybody, everybody.
Tom Brady's press conference will start in any second. Tom Brady's press conference is brought to you by Audi of Westwood, a proud member of Prime Motor Group's Westwood Collection on the Auto Mile. Visit AudiWestwood.com. We get the live look in there. Josh, can we cue that up? Do we have a live look?
We were getting a little nervous there because a lot of people were like huddled around the locker room door ready to go in the locker room. But as far as we know, he's still at the podium.
Oh. I love that when like they don't know where to go. And you'll see this in the post game sometime.
Look. There's the
like,
live.
Well, is the locker room open? Well, we don't want to miss them in case we're in the locker. We better hurry up and run back inside. They run back and forth.
It looks busy.
So I think people are going in the locker room because Sanu's speaking at the same time in the locker room.
Oh.
So they're going to divide up.
See McCone sitting down on the floor.
The hell's McCone?
Get up, McCone.
He's always up there.
They won't give him a chair.
What's McCone? He do?
He works at Channel 10 in Providence.
They don't watch that.
2 days ago.
Zoom in on him.
The day I wanted to...
Zoom in on that kid sitting down.
Can we have the power to do that?
Yeah. Go ahead, Artie. 2 days ago. Ooh.
When I was going to call out sick because I wasn't feeling well, and I asked McCone if he could cover, he said, no, he had to be at Gillette Stadium. He told me to go F myself. Like, all right, that's a little out of character.
Look at him chewing on his nails like, man.
There we go. There we go. There he is.
Oh, gee, Hardy's what's going he doing? Gray, huh? Look at that freak. His phone's lighting up right now.
Someone's telling him right now. Hey, McCone.
Yeah. Stop digging in your nose and eat your boogers.
Look at the camera, McCone.
No, he's just getting ready for the shot. He knows what he's doing.
Come on, look at the camera, you freak.
Look at him.
Yeah. Paranoid weirdo.
There he is. He's deep in thought.
Deep in thought. Well, what should I ask Coach? If I have a chance, I said something to ask Brady. What should I ask Brady?
He's deep in thought.
You prompter reader. He's staring right at the camera now. It's great.
Capello told him he was on camera.
He did?
Yeah, Capello let him know.
You weirdo.
He let him know. So he knows. He's aware. Didn't seem to faze him, though. All right, so Tom Brady, we'll talk any second now. And we'll hear from Tom Brady, get his thoughts on Mohamed Sanu and what he thinks of the new guy.
How quick? Is it going to be as quick as postgame? Three questions and
oh,
out?
Oh, maybe.
It's very telling.
Tom, what were you thinking? I don't see any Channel 7 guys in the room today, though, so he's safe. No Dan Housley's, Byron Byronettes. Doesn't appear to be any of that going on today. The Netflix special is a week in the rear view now. So he's not going to get him.
Is there a...
Oh, Barnett's there today.
Is there a straggling cock?
Oh, wait a second.
Go ahead, hit that tool bag ass something. Go
my
ahead.
Fault. I apologize. My mistake. Byron Barnett is there today.
Ask him.
What do you think he's asking about?
That'll end that real quick.
Think it's more Netflix? More Netflix stuff?
Well, it's not a, no. Well, Tom, what do you think about their secondary? They look pretty good jumping the inside slot, huh?
Barnett is not... against asking a football question. Remember when he
said he had football questions.
He did. He asked Bill a football question. Toward the end of the Antonio Brown saga.
I didn't know this about a week or two ago when Green Bay was down in Dallas. The champ guy surfaced again. The old-time reporter guy.
Champ.
And Rodgers had no clue what the hell was going on. He's like, hey, you slinging the rock over the hillside there. He's like, well, I don't even know how to respond to that. Rodgers had no clue about this guy. He's played down there a ton. But I guess that guy doesn't show up all the time. It's like every once in a while. So we need one of those here. We should send Hardy down there. He's the old-time reporter.
Oh, I'd love to have Hardy ask those old-time questions.
No pad, licks his finger, and it's ready to write it
wear
down.
One of those old hats.
Oh, that'd go over like a fart in a spacesuit.
Cigarette hanging out of his mouth, just asking like the old
oh, time. They'd love that. They love the hijinks down there.
They're just all about hijinks.
Yeah. We might see that when Dallas comes into town, right?
That guy doesn't travel.
Scoops Callahan. He was here last time they played
he
here.
He was?
No. His name's Callahan, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Bert knows all about that guy.
Yeah, but he just stays in Dallas, Jim. He doesn't come here. He got Brady with that question down in Dallas.
Wally in Dorchester on the line. Wally.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
Good.
Hiya.
Great.
Listen, quick thing. I wanted to try to put an end to this whole Brady nonsense.
Yeah.
Tom Brady is going nowhere. If anything we've learned about Tom Brady over 20 years, there's nobody more committed to the position, the game, the team, the coach, the owner. And can you see him doing this for Kitchens or something? It's not going to happen. There's two ways that Tom Brady leaves here. He either retires or if he doesn't leave, they're going to re-sign him for next year. Tom Brady's going nowhere. He's just too much of a committed guy, and that's the way I look at it. And let me know what you think.
All right. At least you are open to the idea that he retires. That's a possibility. Retirement is also not playing for the Patriots next year, which still leaves them without a quarterback.
Is he committed here? Really?
That's what I say, so.
Just a natural assumption. He doesn't want to leave. He's so committed.
And I'm not saying he's a bad guy and he wants to leave, but the commitment, I think, is weighed much more heavily on ownership side, wanting to keep Tom Brady here, and rightly so.
Like everybody says, everything has a shelf life. Well, he's been here 20 years.
Why should he be committed to them right now?
Right.
No. They won't commit to him.
Right. Well, but 100% in on ownership, if they want to do everything possible to, if he wants to play another year and you want to keep him here, anything that, I'm okay with that. Fine. I get it. You don't want him to play for another team. But for Brady, for anyone to think that Brady is absolutely committed to New England, yeah, I'm sure if he had his druthers, he'd rather stay here and play.
But I'll tell you, he's not committed to doing this press conference on time. That's for sure.
Oh, burn.
I'm tired.
Epic burn.
Well, I think he's tired of the grab ass and the press stuff. I know he's required.
So he's late
to do
on
these.
Purpose, you think?
Maybe.
Could be.
I'll get there when I get there.
What time is he supposed to start?
1:30.
It was originally 1:45 yesterday, and then they changed it to 1:30.
I think it's going to go past 1:45.
Now, Zoe, you're always on time for everything.
Yeah.
Were you ever late for a press conference as a player?
No. No. I only had like 7 required ones.
Oh.
14 of them.
Were you at a table or a podium? Beto was
podium.
Wondering about this yesterday.
Isn't that a great thing that I noticed there?
Podium in front of the old. Okay. Remember the Parcells one at the old? You'd sit at a podium with the old white Patriot, that odd logo.
Bill Parcells sat at a bunch of press conferences.
Yeah.
In his career.
But you sat at a podium. It was like a box on a table.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
It wasn't a short one.
Podium. You were sitting at a table.
Yeah.
But it was a table there, and you'd sit.
And in fifth quarter, you'd stand. They put it in a weight room. In front of a weight.
But their midweek press conferences and even sometimes a post-game press conference were sitting. Now, in hockey and basketball, you still see the sitting press conference all the time.
Yeah.
Different sports. So people were tweeting like,
right.
You still see it all the time. I'm like, no. In the NFL,
right.
At what point did everybody go from sitting at a table like Bill Parcells used to do?
All right, let's go to Tom Brady.
Like Tom Brady is standing right now in Foxborough. Here he is.
He's getting right now.
Coffee
down? Nope.
How about whiskey?
That's after 5 o'clock only. It's been a good week. It's been a fun to get to know him. I watched him for a long time, and always impressed by his abilities, his attitude, and it's just been great to have him out there. So hopefully, get him up to speed as fast as possible. And everyone's working hard. It's going to be a big challenge for us. Good team we're playing against. Very talented. Good at corner. Very athletic linebackers. Great front. Miles Garrett's one of the best players in the league. So it's going to be a great test for us.
A guy that you saw, you said you've been watching him a long time. You saw and thought, hey, that guy has a lot of skills that would transfer to our offense.
I've watched a lot of football over a long period of time. So, I watch a lot of tape, and I'm basically familiar with every player. In the league, especially a receiver. So,
is there a routine that you go through when you've got a new guy coming in that it's the same for each new guy to try to figure out how you can best connect with them, whether it's watching them on film before?
Yeah. Not really. I wouldn't say there's anything like a routine per se. It's just them trying to really get up to speed with what we're doing. And that's probably based on what their overall football IQ is and how quickly they can assimilate into a new scheme, understand the routes. I mean, I don't think there's many routes we run that are different than what other teams in the NFL run. It's just how you call them and how they're combined with other things. So that's it.
Tough is it to see Josh go on IR, and I'm kind of amazed at how many receivers you've had here from day one of training camp to about now.
Yeah, it's just, you just got to adjust the best you can, and that's just the way it's been this year. So sometimes it's like that at other positions. This year it's been that way at receiver. It's been that way at O-line some years, running back some years. But we're just doing the best we can to try to make it work. So I think the thing we're trying to do is just improve every week, try to get a little bit better and understand each other a little bit more. And but it's good to win in the meantime.
Tough to see Josh go down.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
On Sanu, just that it's been a good week. What makes it a good week when you talk about building that connection with him?
Just that I think it's his willingness to, embrace, this opportunity, and he brings a lot of juice. So it's good to have. It's good to see someone that's competitive. I always have watched him, but if you watch him play, I mean, he plays with an attitude. He's got a little chip on his shoulder too, so I think we can relate to each other. And he can relate to a guy like Julian, because he was often overlooked in his career, and I think he plays that way.
Does he kind of get you excited when you work with a guy like that, to see that right away initially when you get out on the practice field, to keep going and then, hey, yeah, let's keep this going? Does that get you, your juices flowing as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. I mean, it's nice when everyone, I think you have the different relationships with different players, and it's a lot of guys that bring, and I've had a lot of them over the years. Their attitudes are contagious, and, you know, guy makes a play and it just gets everyone else hyped up. And there's guys like that on offense, defense, and that's what a great team's all about.
Tom, what makes Miles Garrett so scary?
He just has all the traits. I mean, he's got every move. Speed, power, quickness, inside moves, around the edge. I think, you know, his effort, too. I think he's got an incredible motor just to get around the edge. And even if he's chipped, double-teamed, whatever it is, he just keeps going. And I think he pursues. He's just a great young player. So it's you know, he's going to be trying to get me. So I got to try to figure out where, somewhere to go with the ball and get it out. But they cover well, too. They got two really good corners in Greedy and Ward. And they cover well. They got really great depth at safety. They've been a little injured at corner, but, you know, those guys are back now, so they got a very good defense.
When you guys play a primetime game, particularly, there's always a lot, even more media discussion around that game. And just around this last one, there was some media discussion about your future and sort of what that's going to lead to. How are you approaching that this year?
My contract situation hasn't changed in many months, so I don't know why it gets brought up now. I don't know. I think it's just hype, media, and, you know, everyone's trying to make money, and, you know, that's what it's about. So I don't get into it. I mean, honestly, my situation hasn't changed, so I'm just focused on what I'm always focused on, which is this week trying to be a great quarterback for this team. And as I said the other day, you know, things happen at the right times, but this isn't, you know, the right time.
You get tired of it, Tom? True final question. Like, I mean, you're a human being, and, you know,
I'm a 42-year-old man. I'm get tired. No. It's just part of it's just, I don't know, part of it's just being, you know, being Tom Brady, I guess.
Tom, some miserable rainy forecast this weekend. You played in bad weather before, played well. Just wondering, how much of a factor is weather when you look at all this rain and coming this weekend?
You're right. We played in it quite a bit and kind of worked on some wet ball stuff today and just getting used to the, you know, just what it is. You got to just up your concentration. And, you know, you really got to think about the center quarterback exchange, think about the handoffs, think about, you know, throwing the ball really accurately. It's just another level of concentration. So I think it just falls in the mental toughness bucket at the end of the day. And, you know, being here in New England, I think as we all know, you know, we experience many different changes in weather very quickly. And just being outside practicing every day is good for us.
Do you think it's an advantage because we're playing outdoors all the time in crazy weather sometimes?
I like it. I think it helps us a lot. You know, against a team like Cleveland, they're probably in it a lot too. I mean, I think there's maybe some dome teams where it makes a little bit more of a difference, but I don't think against a team like Cleveland. So thank you guys. Appreciate it.
Patriots quarterback Tom Brady wrapping up his press conference ahead of the game on Sunday with the Cleveland Browns, a game you can hear right here on 98.5 The Sports App. Pre-game coverage beginning at 1:30 on Sunday, 4:25 kick at Gillette Stadium. And as you heard him say, there could be some weather. There is rain in the forecast for that game. Let's get to the fake promos. Let's get to today's takeaways. That is on the way on Zolak and Bertrand. It comes your way next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Come.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hey, this is great. Beatles just found the video we were watching three
hours
ago.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. So, I've been trying to do the show.
That's a good video. The bear
host
one?
The show.
Isn't that funny?
There's a video on a Russia today where a grizzly bear attacks a guy.
Yeah. Next time you ask a bear to roll a wheelbarrow in, roll your own damn wheelbarrow.
Here's an idea. Don't keep a grizzly bear in captivity for your own amusement.
It's not for his own. It was for the amusement of the children sitting 6 feet away with no barrier.
With no barrier.
So Russia. Don't paint him out to be a bad guy.
Yeah. Today's takeaway is brought to you by Wake and Wake.
The people in the crowd getting up to leave.
They didn't know if it was real or not. I'm like, no, it's real. Leave. The one lady shows.
Read the.
Yeah. Today's takeaway is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss, revolutionized the weight loss industry since 2014. Set up your consultation to learn how easy losing weight can really be. It's not today's takeaways. It is Fake Promo Friday.
That bear goes all revenant on him, doesn't he? He gets after it.
I got the thing bared down.
Fake Promo Friday.
Yeah, let's do it.
Not the show as it is generally promoted, but the way it really is.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
That's really all that is.
It's like Magic Johnson.
Yeah, if you want,
the NFL rules, they believe, prohibit that, though.
It does?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yeah, you can't give a piece of your team to a player.
Yeah.
Instead of a contract. Can't do that.
I tried to veto that one. I got overruled.
I didn't think that was a good one.
Yeah. See?
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Mike is in Johnston. Mike.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey.
Let's just laugh at
Rabbit.
Him. A second and a half. Not even a half a second after he does the
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
He already has four of those, you know, to his, what do you call it? Resume.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
That had to be Tuesday.
Have you ever done a resume?
Yes.
You have?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. What for?
Don't know. No, I did.
For not for this job.
No. For CSTV, College Sports Television, Channel 4, a couple things.
Okay. Yeah. Games on 4.
Jim, what channel's the game on? What channel's the game
you
on?
You gotta give him a resume for that job, huh? Yeah. Games on 4.
Games on 4. Games on 4. On 4.
Baby, step to 4 o'clock.
Games on 4.
Okay, moving
on. Okay, let's go.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
It's Brigham Young's grandson or great grandson, whatever it is. Bloodlines.
You know how he ended up at BYU?
How, Jim?
He's the great, great, great grandson of Brigham Young.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
That's what I'm doing now. I'm just playing on. I'm playing along.
Is that right, Jim?
Be very descriptive.
Jim. That one
not
was
the worst one of the week.
That one was bad, but not as bad as this one.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
The Saints continue to win football games, you know, with Teddy Bridgewater.
The Saints won again yesterday.
Oh.
You know, maybe that's a
good
team.
Good point, Beetle.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5.
Unedited.
Unbelievable is what it is.
Unbelievable, unedited.
Holy crap.
Unmatched.
Unmatched. Unrivaled.
Unrivaled.
In the host not listening
sports
game.
That was a new gold standard that was set.
Nice.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Tiger Woods, 5 skins, $60,000. McIlroy, as in Rory, $60,000 for 4 skins.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
That's a lot of money to pay for that.
Well, they were in Japan. It was kaiju 4 skins. The body parts of the kaiju, very valuable.
It's like Kobe beef.
How about
yes?
When they were doing the fondue.
Kaiju fingernails will bring you thousands on the black market.
Fondue and Meet the Fockers when they flew the foreskin into the fondue pot. Oh. When Gaylord
Yes.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Welcome in the head coach of the Boston Celtics, Brad Stevens, is with us. Hi, coach.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, you ready to go tonight? What excites you most about the start of this season?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
To his credit, he answered it as a two-part question. Well, I think you're always ready to go, and what excites me is the season.
Basketball. Hoops. Hoop it up.
Missing foul shots, that's what excites me.
Yeah.
Yeah, but 4 for 24. How about that? That excites me.
Yeah. Two more. Here we go.
Next.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Ooh, scary.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You jazzed that up. Jazzed?
You jazzed it up.
Oh,
jazzed it up.
Jacked that thing up, man. Heighten those levels, Jim. Way to go.
Jack. But there's a reason why he did it. We could all hear it.
Not like that. Right. It was subtle.
Well, this is...
It wasn't like we're Tangway and I sitting eating.
It reminded Jim of something else that'll be coming up here in another week.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Ooh, scary.
We're already getting ready.
4 days, baby, next week, and then we got it. Next Thursday, right? Halloween.
Yeah. Next Thursday is the big day.
Is Tukaras going to play the night before?
Can you rhyme something with Antetokounmpo? Because the Celtics will play the Bucks.
Plenty you could rhyme.
Talk to Brad Stevens. He doesn't give up.
He did the match. Oh, there's going to be an F-bomb in it this year. I can feel it. It's going to be beeped out. I know it.
I have never started writing that thing until half an hour before we did it. I'm not going to change this year. Hey. I'm not going to start looking ahead on the schedule. That's cheating.
That's cheating.
Got to write that headline just as it is a few minutes beforehand and make it rhyme.
You have it written Saturday night, right?
Nope.
A lot of possibilities that day.
Oh, really?
Josh Gordon. It's next Wednesday, maybe. Could be in the news.
All right.
Yeah,
okay.
That's true. Definitely true.
Don't Red talk Sox GM press conference.
All right.
Belger Mass coming your way next. Celtics home opener is tonight.
Good time to go down and see those guys. 2-6. Hurricane O'Reilly's. Pay them a visit. Say hi.
They like that.
They do. They're people.
We're back at it Monday on this show, but of course, Sunday.
Think Murray put his car in park yet?
Pre-game, post-game, and the game itself. Browns and Pats.
Yeah. Let's go, Pats.
5 kick.
Games on Sports Hub.
Games on 4.
Games on 98.5. Have a great weekend.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Helpline. ma.org.
Belger.
I'm a liar and a phony. One of those no good nicks you keep running away from.
Maz.
I'm a man. Well, nobody's perfect.
Belger and Maz. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the program. Belger and Maserati on a Friday. And we're on location. Maz.
Oh, Murray. Goody.
Yeah. Oh, isn't it great? Isn't it great? Hurricane O'Reilly's here down the street from the Garden as the Celtics kick off their home slate tonight against Toronto. So we got you covered up until 6 o'clock, but it's a regular agenda-free Friday program. I'll tell you who it's brought to you by in a second, but the format is the same, and that is we give you opening thoughts, we load up the call screeners, and then we go to you as soon as the calls are loaded on the screener. So, opening thoughts. Who wants to go first?
Murray, you want to go? You want me to?
No, I'll go because we're here for the Celtics. It's the home opener tonight, and I'm not going to get all freaked out and negative after Wednesday night in Philadelphia, especially when it comes to the newest and biggest acquisition of the offseason of the Celtics, Kemba Walker. He missed so many like bunny layups in that game that I can only chalk that up to nervousness, first night jitters, first night with a new team. That's all I kind of think that is. But there is a but. I am,
as always,
I am ready and willing to go full.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Helpline. MA.org.